So we think we have the right to freedom of speech, right? We think we have a right to privacy. What happens when the two come into conflict? Joining me now is Nick Gillespie, the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, Mark Lamont Hill, CNN political commentator, and Norman Siegel, the former executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, and back with me is Mr. Perez Hilton, and Mark O'Mara, of course, and Sonny Hostin. So I'm going to start with you, Nick. You know, when you look at the Donald Sterling leak tapes and his lifetime ban from the NBA, when you look at Beyonce and JC's videotape being leaked, when you look at the NFL player Don Jones being fined and suspended for tweeting OMG and horrible about Michael Sam, are you concerned that people don't have a right to privacy and a right to free speech anymore?
Well, I think those are different, different and distinct questions. But yeah, there is something troubling across the board that what you say in any context can show up in any other context with a lot of spin and whatnot on it. Like Perez was saying before, I don't really find this troubling. As long as we're talking about, you know, workplace situations, and also as long as it extends to the government, my main concern, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce and her sister are going to be fine through this. Donald Sterling got what he deserved. He probably should have been bounced from the NBA a long time before for other practices, things like that. But the fact of the matter is the real problem here is that what the government is doing or is able to do that we have no understanding of and what access they have to things that we're saying. That's actually the really troubling part for me.
Mark Lamont Hill, I want to bring you in here. Because remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's statement right after this happened? As he said Sterling is a villain, but the scandal is troubling for many reasons. Here's a quote right here. He said, shouldn't we be equally angered by the fact that his private, intimate conversation was taped and then leaked to the media? Didn't we just call to task the NSA for intruding into American citizens' privacy in such an un-American way? The making and release of this tape is so sleazy that just listening to it makes me feel like an accomplice to the crime. We didn't steal the cake, but we were all gorging ourselves on it. Do you agree with this point?
I do agree with this point. I mean, fundamentally, we don't want to live in a world where there's no space for privacy, where there's no space for private thoughts. I'm much more concerned about the NSA than somebody who leaked a racist comments at home. But the core is that we live in a surveillance culture. We live in a culture where no one's thoughts or ideas or identities are secured, that there's no private space. That's a very dangerous world to live in, and I think we need to constantly guard the gate to prevent that from expanding.
But the genie's out of the bottle, though.
Yeah, I don't think we're the thought police. I don't think that we're there. But when you utter something...
Did you think we're on the road to becoming the thought police? So?
I don't think so. I mean, I certainly think there's freedom of speech. I hear someone disagreeing with me.
Absolutely. Who's that?
We are on the road to the thought police.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go. Look, we have a right to freedom of speech still. You just have to be ready to eat your words because they're going to come back to haunt you if you don't say the right words.
Well.
And our right to privacy has been eviscerated by technology. I love technology, but we can't make believe we don't live in a world where every cell phone is a high-definition camera that is capable of recording everything that you do, everything that you act out, and for the most part, getting close to everything you think, because if you put words on it, it's going to be said, and it's going to be shown,
Mark,
and it's going to be
reviewed. Doesn't that make people more accountable, though? Doesn't that make people more accountable?
Mark Lamont Hill, and then Mark.
In a free society, you must have free expression, and you have to have privacy. We are eroding both of those principles. People of goodwill have to, and they have, speak out against bigoted, repugnant, racist speech. And you have to be concerned about privacy. But the people of goodwill have to begin to organize and speak up, not only against the government, but against corporations and private people, to say in a free society, people should not be punished exclusively for their words.
Exactly.
If they are engaged in discriminatory conduct, you can punish them. The NBA and Silver made a huge mistake when he said at the press conference, we're going to ban him and fine him $2.5 million exclusively for his words. If he would have said, we're going to look at his conduct and how he handled the people from the African-American Latino community and the housing projects that he owned, he might have gone along those ways. Mm-hmm. But if you go down this slippery slope, they're going to start questioning. Today, the guy from the Miami.
Mark O'Mara, respond to what Sonny said.
Okay. Because here's the thing. And Donald
Hang on. Mark O'Mara, go ahead.
I started a firestorm.
He is not getting sued for his words. He's getting sued for the person he became.
No, that's not what Silver said.
That's not true.
That's not what Silver said. You're making it up. That's not what the record says.
I'm not making it up.
Yes, it is. If you listen to the press conference,
my words just were, he is not getting sued. He not getting sued for that.
He got fined and banned exclusively for his racist remarks.
That is,
and what about the guy in the Miami Dolphins? He got today because he said the picture of Sam and his gay lover were in fact
horrible. But that's not freedom of speech. You're allowed to say
one at a time. Let Mark finish. Mark, go ahead.
An organization can police its members however it wants to. If you consider that a violation of your right to speak, don't join the organization. If you're going to join the organization, you're bound by the rules.
That's speech.
The government can't do anything about it. And wait a second. And the court system is not going to sue on something like that. The other side of the coin, right to privacy, it would be wonderful to maintain a right to privacy in this country. We probably have one of the best rights to privacy organizations and skill sets we have in the world. However, you cannot deny that privacy is getting diminished day by day by day, and we're just going
to have
to
fight again.
And there's nothing private about a tweet.
Fighting is futile.
A tweet is public by
definition. But a living room conversation is different.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but that's why you have to look at these differences.
People feel strongly about this.
I know. Halt. We're going to continue this conversation.
The court of public opinion is not bound by those rules.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation.
Rules say conduct, not speech, and you're looking at the NBA Constitution.
Stand by. Okay, listen. Perez Hilton. you have walked into the middle of a big buzzsaw. I know that you have to go, but that your stock and trade, that it's celebrity moments and celebrity privacy. What do you want to leave with us before you leave?
Well, in listening to what you've all been saying very heatedly, I personally see two different issues here. The freedom of speech and expression is one separate issue from privacy and the right to privacy. I do believe that you should be held accountable for your words. You know, I've gotten into trouble for things I've said in my opinions, but that's my right. But if I were to say, oh, Donald Sterling should die, or I want to kill him, I should be held very accountable for that. You know, I think they're two completely separate issues.
All right.
But what if?
Thank you, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton. For joining us, and then
I believe he should die.
All right, everyone else, stick around here. Coming up, fired for personal beliefs. We're going to find out what you think. We are back. Question is it fair to hold someone accountable for their personal beliefs or opinions? I'm back now with my guest. Okay, Sunny said she has an advantage. She's sitting right. She goes, I want to go first.
Because they're going to jump all over me. Bottom line is, in terms of freedom of speech, you have the right to say whatever you want. That is protected. But people also have the right to hold you accountable for what you say. And I think in terms of, you know, privacy rights, bottom line is there is a trade-off now because of technology. So we must also be aware that we aren't as private
as we were because
we're interconnected now.
You have an
now.
Expectation, hey, at least I do in my own home.
Wait.
What I say. Go ahead.
But that's a different story. I mean, like, nobody is saying, you know, I think everybody agrees with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he says there's something troubling about the way the Donald Sterling tape came out.
Yes, it is.
It's creepy. It's disturbing.
It was illegal.
That is totally different when you're talking about people who tweet something, which by definition is a public act, and then get in trouble for saying something stupid or something illegal or something wrong that brings a public backlash.
But I think
these are totally different issues.
I don't think anybody...
The remedy for bigoted, repugnant expression is corrective expression, speaking to the truth.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. The NBA has certain agreements with their owners.
No, it talks... Article 35 says conduct detrimental...
Owner,
let me finish. It says conduct.
Let Norman finish.
Thank you, Don. Article 35 of the Constitution of the NBA talks about conduct prejudicial or detrimental to the NBA. It doesn't say speech and words. And therefore, they're in trouble because legally...
You're lawyering it
you're
now.
You're suggesting that conduct cannot be speech.
And should we throw the law out?
Okay, Norman, stand by.
No, come on. Speech can be conduct. You can't just believe that.
No, speech is not conduct.
That's absurd.
No, speech is not conduct.
It's a different matter. It's a different matter. And Donald Sterling will be very well represented in whatever legal proceedings arise from this if he chooses to contest.
Mark LaMont-Hill.
All right, first of all, to suggest speeches and conduct is both definitionally and ideologically just absurd. That would mean that if I were to do an internet radio show doing hate speech all day, I'd say, oh, it wasn't conduct, it was just speech. It was just words.
You're entitled to do that.
Hold on, Norman, let me articulate my free speech. You've been talking a while. All right, so the other thing here I think that's important is that we all agree that you can sit at home and say whatever you want, and there's a danger when you say those things in public, but when we enter a surveillance...
But it was a danger at home for Donald Sterling.
No, and that's my point. When you enter a surveillance culture, suddenly even the stuff at home gets problematic. I should be able to sit at home and say, God, I hate that Don Lemon. I hate being on the air with him. And you should be able to go home and say, I do.
Not if there's someone else in the room.
But nothing's stopping you. And then if it comes out, defend yourself.
Yeah, but
that's the problem is Sterling can't defend himself because what he said is ultimately is indefensible.
Right,
if you want to make comments about Don Lemon or anything in the privacy of your own home or in public, defend them. That's the problem. Is Sterling is not defending anything.
No.
Right, but his organization.
But if the problem with Donald Sterling were exclusively his words, we'd have a very different conversation. Donald Sterling has a laundry list of reasons why he should not be an NBA owner, all linked to racism. So he makes a much messier case. But if the only thing we knew about Donald Sterling in his whole life with regard to race was what he said on that tape, this would be a much more complicated public conversation.
Right. But the problem is at the press conference, Silver didn't go where you just said. He
exactly.
said it was all about his words.
Yeah.
And the big picture is not so much Donald Sterling, it's America. And America and the principles of free expression. We are eroding one of the fundamental cores of this country.
But you're wrong, because you can say whatever you want,
how
but
can you say that?
That's can't be punished.
Mark Amara, go ahead.
You have to be willing to stand by your words. We're not eroding your right to free speech. What all we're saying is we may catch you in places you didn't think we were going to catch you, so you better be able to defend your words. And words in that context are action, particularly when the NBA Constitution is the body that can enforce it.
Okay.
Well
so,
said.
So many hot-button topics
well
tonight.
Said.
Freedom of speech and race in America. You've got a lot of questions, and we're going to try to answer them right after this.